This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially. And without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass and Macca.
Our next guest is Jeff Sparrow, and we've actually spoken to Jeff before. Jeff is going to talk to us about aged care issues in the coming election, and he's also a journalist for The Guardian.
And also a very polite and respectful.
Well, that's right. That's
good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty
Macca,
good.
Jeff, we've just had a conversation about politeness in our politics, and is there room for politeness? And of course, we're both overwhelmed by it. It's I believe there's always room for politeness, but some of our listeners don't think so.
And I think that the language of diplomacy, which people say is polite, isn't it? It's just weasel words by hypocrites.
Yeah, I remember the old slogan from the early Women's Liberation Movement, don't be too polite.
That's right.
I think it's a worthwhile people to...
Now, Jeff, if we can ask you to speak... If we can ask you to speak into your phone, please, because we're having trouble hearing
and
you.
And to stand still.
Yeah, I must say I'm not hearing you guys very clearly at all.
Is
that coming through better now?
That is a bit better. We wanted to speak about aged care, Jeff, and the federal election. And look, can I start off with a comment and then a question? There's a lot of discussion about, you know, whether there should be levies or, you know, come out of media. However we should pay for aged care, the question is not how we should pay for it. Why don't we do it? Why can't we get this right?
That is a really good question, and it's one of the points I tried to address in my column. After all, we're all going to get old.
Yeah.
We're all going to need care at some time, and many of us already have parents or friends who require care, and yet we all know that aged care is a disaster. I mean, it was a disaster before COVID, and COVID has just made things worse. So already 700 people have died in aged care from COVID. Entirely predictable that would happen. And, we all think about going into an aged care home as something that we sort of shudder about, and yet our politicians don't seem at all inclined to tackle the bull by the horns. And it's a really interesting question as to why not.
But why is this not a political issue, Jeff? I mean, we all see the need,
really
we all demand
question.
This, but why isn't it a political issue?
So a lot of times you hear people say, well, you know, the community doesn't like to think about ageing. You know, we don't like to think about being vulnerable or having to be in aged care. We like to pretend it's never going to happen to us. And so, you know, it's not something necessarily that people want to talk about. But I'm not sure that's quite right, because, of course, there are lots of other cultures where looking after the aged is a real priority for people. You only have to think of, say, you know, the Confucian tradition, where looking after your parents is such a massive priority for people. But somehow, I think here in Australia, we've allowed the aged care system to be hijacked by for-profit providers. And so we become a really big business. And one element of that business is keeping costs as low as possible, and it's not, you don't have to be Einstein to work out what that means for people who are in that system, and it's a tragedy.
So we've had a Royal Commission in Australia. Reluctantly, the federal government did not want to pursue this. We had a Royal Commission. It made a suite of recommendations. the government came out and announced a suite of initiatives, ignored 95% of the recommendations and the findings. How can that be?
Well, it's worse than that, isn't it? Since 1997, we've had 18 major reviews and investigations into aged care. 18. So, you know, you don't, there's not very much more that needs to be investigated. We know the system is stuffed, yet there is not the political will to do anything about it ever since, you know, John Howard opened the system up to for-profit providers. I would say, however, that it's possible that COVID has marked a major shift on this issue. Because after all, if you think about COVID, one of the aspects of the pandemic was that a lot of younger people who weren't necessarily at risk themselves took precautions precisely because they wanted to protect people that they knew were more vulnerable, and some of those people were in aged care. And that seems to me to be a sentiment that, you know, could turn into turning aged care into an issue. After all, if you've ever tried to put someone that you know into the system, your experiences tend to be horrifying, and there are horrific stories that circulate in the community about what's done to people in the sector. So you would like to think that it would be an issue in this coming election. That being the case, one of the problems, however, is, of course, to date, there is not a huge difference between the Labor Party's policies and the Liberal Party's policies.
Well, on that very point, I've been quite impressed with what Claire O'Neill has been saying, who's the Federal Opposition spokesperson for aged care. She's been very analytical and very respectful in the way in which she's actually unpacked some of the issues, and I'm not quite sure what she's going to do about it if she became aged care minister, but I think her discourse has been very good to date.
That's a really good point. I think that's true. At the same time, however, it's treated as a relatively junior position, which is indicative in and of itself. And it's notable that Albanese hasn't made any definite promises around increasing wages, which is, you know, a key issue in the sector. So, you know, the elderly are intensely vulnerable. The people who are caring for them are doing very hard work, and they are paid an absolute pittance.
Although Albanese did say that he would support the outcome of the wage hearing.
That's right, but that's different from ensuring that there would be higher wages. So there's a difference, I suppose, between
I don't know how there can't be, because you actually earn more washing cars or working at a supermarket checkout than you do looking after elderly, frail people who have complex needs that require highly skilled and trained care and support. So I can't see how there can't be a positive wage outcome.
You know, if I can ask Jeff, you know, the Labor Party haven't made commitments that I would be happy with. The government hasn't. And there's history here. Think back to the kerosene baths, Bronwyn Bishop, right? When she was, we've got the current minister, Senator Richard Coldbed. Yes, and I know what I just said, right? The reality is, our political leaders don't think about this. And I wonder, what's happened? Where do their parents live? Where are they housed, right? Don't they care about, you know, if they don't care about us, don't they care about their own parents? Well, perhaps they can afford to pay for the level of care. But it's not an election issue, Jeff, and it should be, shouldn't it? Because I worry, I'm more than 60, and I worry not about dying, I worry about being in a miserable, rat-infested, cockroach place, being fed shit and cared for by people who don't give a rat's. That's what I worry about.
Yes, and I think that's a very legitimate concern. I mean, one explanation as to perhaps why it hasn't become more of an issue is that we are in a culture that is very focused on, you know, the economic priorities of the market. There was a sense that those people who are no longer productive don't deserve the, don't deserve the treatment which is, you know, which is dished out to the younger and the more productive. But of course, that's an absolutely scandalous way to think about human beings. And I would just say my other real concern is that in the current security environment, it's clear that the Liberals want to fight this election on national security, and that too will help push issues like aged care off the agenda. And I think it's really important that people speak up and say that, well, to make exactly the point that you did, that we're all going to help. We all have loved ones who need care, and they deserve to be treated like human beings and not to end their days like animals.
And you know, it would be too late. Tass, did you want to relate?
Oh, I just heard a terrible story the other day.
And he knows this to be true.
Categorically, yes. I heard this terrible story about an elderly person who is infirmed, required assistance with toileting, was placed in the toilet, and the carer said, next time you'll just have to piss in your pants because we haven't got enough time to deal with this, and left them there for quite some time. That's a true story.
Yeah.
Now, I don't blame the worker in this instance. I blame the system that worker is working in. It's stressed, it's tiring. This is probably in the evening where they didn't have much support and many other staff there to support them to do the work that needs to be done. And they actually expressed what they felt.
Yeah, and those stories come out again and again in the inquiries into the system. So as you've both been saying, it needs to be an election issue. Whether it will be an election issue is another question.
Jeff, I still can't believe why this isn't a topical and a hot issue leading into any election, state or federal or local government for that matter, because all levels of government have a role in supporting elderly people. Jeff, thank you very much for your time this morning. We need to move on because we're out of time again.
Thank you.
We always seem to be doing this. Great conversation. Keep up the great work. We love following your writing in The Conversation and The Guardian.
Very kind.
So keep it up. We'll speak with you again shortly.
Okay. Cheers, guys.
Bye. Cheers.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.